Okay, we're reading from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8.
第八章，《白话歌》第八章。
Text number 16.
第16节。
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Punar Avartino Arjuna.
Punar Avartino Arjuna.
Mam Paitya Tu Konteya. Punar Janmana Vidyate.
Punar Janmana Vidyate.
16, huh? 16.
16.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Punaravartino Arjuna.
Punaravartino Arjuna.
Mamu Pecha Tu Konteya.
Mamu Pecha Tu Konteya.
Punar Janmana Vidyate.
Punar Janmana Vidyate.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Punar Punar Janmana
Vidyate.
Mamu Pecha Tu Konte. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Punar Janmana Vidyate. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Punaravartino Arjuna.
Punaravartino Arjuna.
Mamu Pecha Tu Konteya.
Mamu Pecha Tu Konteya.
Punarjanmana Vidyate.
Punarjanmana Vidyate.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Punaravartino Arjuna.
Punaravartino Arjuna.
Mamu Pecha Tu Konteya.
Mamu Pecha Tu Konteya.
Punarjanmana Vidyate.
Punarjanmana Vidyate.
Chan. Chan.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Punaravartino Arjuna.
Mamu
Pecha Tu Konteya. Punarjanmana Vidyate.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Punaravartino Arjuna.
Punaravartino Arjuna.
Mamu Pecha Tu Konteya.
Mamu Pecha Tu Konteya.
Punarjanmana Vidyate.
Punarjanmana Vidyate. Hari.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Punaravartino Arjuna.
Mamu Pecha Tu Konteya.
Mamu Pecha Tu Konteya.
Punarjanmana Vidyate.
Punarjanmana Vidyate.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Abrahma Bhuvana Loka.
Punaravartino
Punaravartino Arjuna.
Mahu Padma Rukha
在这个物质宇宙毁灭时，一直满怀 Krishna 意识的 Brahma 和他的奉献者全部转至宇宙灵性宇宙，并到各自想去的灵性星球去。重复译文，在物质世界中，从最高等的星球到最低等的星球，都是有着生死轮回的痛苦之地。但是昆塔的儿子啊，到达我住所的人永远不再投生。
Om Jnanatmarandasya Jnanjana Shalakaya Chakshurumilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vanchakaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare
So in this this 8th chapter, Lord Krishna is describing different processes by which people can attain Him.
在这里呢, Krishna 就描述了, 啊, 通过这些, 人呢, 可以在不同的, 啊, 阶段里面呢,
He has explained whatever we remember at the time of death, that will determine our destination.
他也说到了,
But now, Lord Krishna is describing that some people will be elevated to higher planets in the material world.
然后呢, Krishna 在这里提到了, 有些人呢, 是可以达到物质世界里面最高等的, 星球。
The Vedas describe there are 14 different levels of planetary systems.
在经典里面呢, 啊, 就是提到了, 是星系的, 一共分14层。
The earth is situated 7th in the list from the highest planet down.
那么呢, 从, 最高等的星球数下来呢, 啊, 有七个星系。
So the earth is not too heavenly, it's not very opulent and like the heavenly planets, but it's also not very hellish.
那么呢, 地狱呢, 是处在中间的, 啊, 既不是很高等的, 星球呢, 也不是属于在, 地狱般的那种星球。
In the heavenly planets, in the planet of Brahmaloka, the living entities all have subtle bodies.
而这好像布拉玛的那个星球那里的那些生物体呢，他们就是有着更加精微的身体。
Lord Brahma himself is described as being the most pious person.
那么就布拉玛呢，他本身呢就被称为就是最虔诚的那些人。
He takes the position of being the first living entity in the universe.
那么呢，他的出生呢，就是显现了成为在这个宇宙里面的第一个生物体。Of
course, there are many Brahmas in each universe. There's a Brahma, and there are countless numbers of universes in the material world.
当然呢，据说呢，在这个物质世界里面有着无数的物质宇宙，而在每个宇宙都有一个布拉玛。
Brahma is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam as being Adi Kavaye. Adi Kavaye meaning the original philosopher.
那么呢，他有一个词呢，就是描述他的意思，这个意思呢叫Adi Kavaye。
So Lord Brahma lives a very long life. He's the first living entity born from the navel of Garbhod of the lotus. He's born from the lotus flower, which comes from the navel of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu.
形象叫嘎布达嘎沙伊Vishnu，印度叫Vishnu，然后从他的肚脐那里呢，就生长了一朵莲花，然后在上面呢，这布拉玛就出生了。And
then Lord Brahma, he has to do the work of creation.
而布拉玛呢，他要做的事情呢，就是创造。But
not the primary creation, he's doing the secondary phase of creation.
但是呢，他现在的这种的创造呢，还不是第一种，他只是第二层次的创造。
The original creation is done by Vishnu himself.
那么呢，有最原始的这样的一种创造呢，是由Vishnu他自己所做的。Because
Vishnu, from the body of Mahavishnu, the different universal planets come out.
那么呢，我们知道了，在Mahavishnu的身体里面呢。 有着很多的这些宇宙了，从他的毛孔那里散发出来。And
Lord Brahma, and then all the different elements are also created by Vishnu.
然后同样呢，Vishnu呢，他也创造了不同的这些元素。So
Brahma's work is more like that of an engineer.
所以 Brahma 的工作，其实他是类似于一位工程师。Or
just like you have contractors who come and build these houses.
就好像比如我们要建筑一个房子的话呢，就要跟承建商签一份合约。You
know, and they buy the tiles, and they buy the bricks, and they buy the cement.
他们可以买这些水泥砖头啊，这些这个方砖啊，这些等等。
But they don't create these things; they just put them together.
但是呢，这些人呢，他们不是创造者，他们只是把这些不同的材料组合而成。
Just like engineers working in motor car companies, they get different pieces of cars and they put them together.
就好像呢，在一家车厂里面的技术人员那样，他们只是把这些不同的零部件呢组合在一块。
Or if you want to make your own computer, you can buy the different pieces to make a computer.
同样呢，现在呢，如果要装一部电脑的话。 人们呢也有些人去买那些零件回来，然后自己来组装。
You can say I built this computer, but all you did is get the parts and put them together.
一个人可以说啊，这电脑是我做的，但其实意思就是说，他买了不同的部件，然后组合而成。
So similarly, Lord Brahma, he gets the different elements and he creates them and creates all the different bodies of the different living entities.
所以同样呢， Brahma 呢，他也得到了不同的这些元素，然后把它们呢组合而成，最后就组成不同的这些生物体的躯体。
Of course, Lord Brahma is given responsibility. He has to see that the universe is populated.
当然呢，作为 Brahma 来说呢，他的职责呢。 就是要监管整个宇宙的，要有秩序的运作。
And from the Vedas we hear about Lord Brahma's first sons, the four Kumaras, and how they didn't want to help in the creation.
而在《伟达经典》里面呢，我们也知道了 Brahma 呢，他首先有四个儿子，就是四库玛拉兄弟，然后他们呢并不愿意参与到这种创造的活动之中。
And then that caused Brahma to get a little angry, and from his anger, Lord Shiva or Rudra was born.
所以呢，在这种情况之下， Brahma 就有点生气了。在他生气的时候呢，在他的眉心的这个位置呢，就生下了 Shiva， 被称作叫做 Rudra.
And then many other different sons were also born from Brahma.
然后跟着了Brahma呢，也生下了其他的儿子。So,
Brahma, he's living at the top of the universe. His planet is called Brahmaloka.
Brahma所住的这个星球呢，就叫做Brahmaloka，就在这宇宙里面最高等的那个。And
we said he's the first living entity, and he lives right to the end of the creation of this universe.
我们刚刚也说到了，他是宇宙的第一个生物体。
Yeah, when Lord Brahma's life is over, then that's the end of the universe.
所以也意味着当他的寿命结束的时候，也就是这个宇宙的终点。So,
the life of Lord Brahma is described to be 100 years, but 100 years of his time.
当然，我们也可以说 Brahma 他也是活一百岁，但这个一百岁就是他的那个时间的那种一百岁。Yeah,
he lives 100 years, and each year there's 12 months, and in each month there's 30 days.
所以他的时间也是一年有12个月，每个月有30天。
And each day is made up of 12 hours of daytime and 12 hours of night.
然后呢，一天里面有12个小时白天，另外12个小时是晚上。
And in that one day of Brahma, that one daytime, the daytime, that half a day, which is really half a day, is 12 hours. In that one day, there are 1,000 cycles of the four yugas, what are called yuga kalpas. Divya kalpas.
Divya kalpas. 那么这个名字呢？ 就是意思呢，就是我们现在所活的这四个年代的1000次的循环呢，加起来就是这个大的年代，而这个年代的大年代呢，就是叫做 Brahma 的一个白天，就是准确说就是它的半天。So
each of these kalpas is made up of Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and Kali Yuga, the four yugas.
对，而这四个年代的组合就叫做一个 kalpa， 那么就是金银铜铁，我们所说的这四个年代。And
we know that the Kali Yuga itself is 432,000 years.
可能大家都知道了，我们所处于的这个铁器年代 Kali Yuga 呢，一共是有42万3千年，43万2千年。
And Dwapara Yuga is twice that.
Drapa 连带 Yuga 呢，就是它的两倍。
And Treta Yuga is three times the duration of Kali Yuga.
Yuga 呢，就是 Kali Yuga 的三倍。
And Satya Yuga is four times the creation.
Satya Yuga
of Kali.
对，就是四倍。
So if you add them up, four times in the Satya Yuga, then three times in Dwapara Yuga, then two, and then one. How much is it? Four, three, two, one. Adds up to how much?
大家可以算一下，这四个年代加起来一共是多少年呢？
Ten. So ten. 是。
十，因为刚刚所说的一倍、两倍、三倍、四倍，所以加起来就是十。
So one.Yuga, one Divya Yuga, the four cycles together, put together, add up to
4,320,000.
That is just...And then you have to multiply that by 1,000, and then you get the duration of one day of Brahma's life.
然后这个大年代再乘以一千倍的，就是 Brahma 的白天半天十二小时。
So we can understand how long is the life of Brahma.
是，大家就可以这样不断的算下去，就是 Brahma 的一生。
Very long life.
非常非常长寿。
But as we come down the universe, when we come to the Earth planet, we know in this Kali Yuga, you know, we won't live to. How many of us will ever live to be 100?
那是的，如果我们看看在这卡利年代的地球上面，有多少人还能够活上一百岁呢？
You know, most people maybe 70, 80.
有很多人七八十岁已经。
Her father's 94.
后面呢，有个。妈的几个爸爸了，活到有94岁。
活到这个年纪，八九十岁的已经很少。
对。So, and as we go lower, as Kali Yuga goes on, life becomes shorter. And as.
而且我们要知道了，随着卡利年代的不断的这样延续下去，人们的寿命就会不断的减少。
Yeah, as we go on in Kali Yuga, then if you live to be 30 or 40, you'll be very old.
所以呢，以后啊，三四十岁已经很老了。
And as you go down to the lower planets, the hellish planets, then also.
而且人们也可能会不断的投生到那些更加低等的地狱般的我们叫做地狱的那个星球。
So one common feature in all of these different planets, from the highest planet of Brahma to the lowest, all are places where there is birth and death.
那么呢，从最高等到最低等的星球，它们有共通点呢，就是有生与死。
That even though Lord Brahma lives a very long life, that longer, much longer than we can even imagine, inconceivable.But still, he also has to die.
哪怕对于我们来说 ，Brahma 的一生是长的不可思议，但是他还是有朝一日要面对死亡。
But of course, when Lord Brahma dies, it's described here. When Lord Brahma dies, he will go at the end of the creation. He goes to the spiritual world.
但是呢，在这里呢，最后也描述到，在整个创造毁灭的之后呢。Brahma 他是能够回到灵性世界那里去。
Because he is on the very highest planet. He's on the very highest planet, and for him it's easier to go to the spiritual world.
因为对他来说呢，已经是在一个非常高的这样一个星球上面，所以对他来说呢，要去到灵性世界是很容易的。
But for us to go from this, you know, most living entities on the other planets, we all have to enter back into Mahavishnu.And then we take birth again after the night of Brahma is over, or after when a new Brahma takes birth, then we also take birth again.
而对大多数的这些生物体来说，他们在宇宙毁灭之后，他们会进入到 Mahavishnu 的体内，然后呢，等下一次另外再有一个新的 Brahma 出来的时候，他会重新在这个宇宙里面再出现，然后就这样不断的延续。
So yes, at the end of the creation, then there's a like a night, and then when the night is over, then the creation begins again.
睡了就好像这个创造也就是有早有白天有晚上，晚上的时候大家都休息，然后在第二个白天又再重新醒过来。
Just like we see in the city, you know, when it comes to night, very late in the night, then there will be less people on the road, it will be very quiet, many places are locked up. But then in the morning, then they all open again.
就好像呢，在城市里面呢，在晚上深夜的时候呢，在街上面就是啊，那人行人呢就非常的稀少了，然后呢有很多的这些啊商铺啊楼房啊都锁上，但是第二天呢重新再开始。
So in the same way, the work of creation of the universe goes on. There's creation, it's maintained for some time, then it's annihilated.
所以呢，这个宇宙的创造就是这样啊，有创造，然后诞生，然后维持一段时间，后面又是毁灭。
And then after the annihilation, then again there's more creation.
而在毁灭之后呢，它就是再过一段时间容器再重新创造。
So someone may say, well, why should we worry? We're going to take birth again. What's the problem?
但有些人会觉得，哦，投生那也没有什么，也不是什么坏事情，有什么要担心？
Yeah, why should we worry about going to the spiritual world? Because we're going to take birth again in the material world anyway.
为什么啊？你们呢要总是想着要回到灵世界啊，反正在物质世界同样也就不断的投生嘛，反正也不死。
So it was described in the previous verse. Why people don't want to take birth again?
在前面的世界里面呢，就提到为什么他们有些人不愿意再回来。
Yeah, if you see the previous verse, Mamu Pecha Punarjanma Dukalayama Shasvatam.Napnavanti Mahatmana Samsidim Paranam Gata. Those great souls who are yogis in devotion do not return to this material world knowing it to be a temporary place of misery.
那么呢，译文，伟大的灵魂热爱着我的瑜伽师，到我那里以后永不重返这个充满痛苦的短暂世界，因为他们达到了最高的完美境界。
A yogi will understand the nature of the material world.
因为 yogi 瑜伽师呢，他们知道这个物质世界的本性。
That there's a lot of misery and suffering in this world.
在这个世界里面充满了痛苦。
For everyone.
而这种痛苦呢，是每个人都会遭受的。
We have to suffer when we take birth.
我们生的时候就痛苦。
You know, of course, we're very happy. We praise the lady who's the couple who are going to have a child. We bless them. Very nice. You're so lucky. You're going to have a child. But it's suffering.
当然了，我们面对一对新婚夫妇的时候，我们会祝你们生活美满，早生贵子。但我们知道，她以后会要受苦。
You know, the woman suffers when she's pregnant.
当女人怀孕的时候呢？他们就是比较辛苦的。
And the child suffers.
而这个孩子他也苦。
Child is locked in this womb and cannot move.
他会他受到捆绑呢，就是挤在子宫里面，他也很辛苦难受。
So, of course, there are different types of births.
当然，我们也知道这种诞生呢是有不同的诞生。
Some species of life they take birth in an egg.
然后呢好像呢有一些的生物体呢就是投生作为蚂蚁。
No. Yeah, we see the birds, you know, they're born into a shell, they're put into.
对，就好像鸟那样它就是它先生蛋，产了卵。
It's not very comfortable.
然后挤在蛋壳里面呢，是一个很辛苦。
We were put into a shell, we would not be very happy there.
就同样的，如果我们被一个盒子，会被蛋壳这样包着的话，也不会舒服。
So, taking birth is painful, and then growing up is also painful.
生的时候痛苦了， 而在成长的过程中呢，也会面对着各种各样的麻烦。
You have to learn again to read and write. You have to learn even to walk.
然后重新又要再学走路，再学读书、认字等等。
Yeah, you know, some see that little children when they're put to school, they're not happy about it. They don't enjoy it.
我们知道了有很一些孩子呢，他们要上被迫要上学的时候，他们不是那么愿意。
Yeah, you're put into some classroom with some nasty teacher yelling and shouting at you all day.
可能呢，他们会面对了一些很粗暴的老师，然后整天对他们责骂他们。
And then you grow up, finally you get a job. You think now I'm free. I've got a job.
然后当一个人呢，他可以有机会去上班的时候，他想现在终于能够自由了。
Then you get some nasty boss or some nasty leader yelling.
你可能要面对着一个上司，他在不断的挑剔、责难你、责骂你。
Just so much suffering from the beginning to the end.
这也意味着从头到尾都有很多各种各样的麻烦、痛苦。
Yeah, we see an old age, people dying, you know, a tube is put here and, stick so many needles and tubes into you. And still sometimes you can't die.
也就是说呢，有时候真的是想死也死不了，就这样。
So this is the nature of the material world.
这就是物质世界的本性。
And for all the different species of life, it's suffering.
所以对各种的种类的生物体来说都是苦。
Doesn't matter if you're a human body, a body of a bird, a body of a fish.
不管这个是人还是鸟还是鱼都是一样。
Sometimes people think, oh no, these animals, this dog is very happy.
有时候呢，人们会觉得，哎，那条狗，啊，好像很快乐，开心哦。
Or there's this fish, you know that fish, the dolphin, you see them jump like that.
或者我们看到海豚，他们不是在海面上面跳起来，哇，好像看他们很自由自在。
Yeah, they asked the daughter of the Queen of England, if you had not been born as the daughter of the Queen, what would you like to have been?
那么呢，曾经呢，有人问过在英国的公主哈，说如果你不投生做公主的话，你想做些什么？想投生做什么？
So she said, I would like to be one of those fish.
我想最好就好像那条鱼那样自由自在在海里面跳。
So like people, you know, some people.They have no understanding, no knowledge about the misery and suffering which is involved in these different bodies.
所以这些人他们不知道了，要投生在这些不同的身体里面，会遇到的那一种痛苦，是吧？
Even you have a big, powerful body like a lion. You know, a lion is so strong; it's the king of the jungle.
哪怕一个人投生做丛林之王，狮子，有些强壮的体魄。
But the lion has a lot of trouble. Wherever he goes, everybody runs away.
问题是，无论他去到哪里，其他的生物体都跑得远远的。
And there's a little bird which follows the lion. Wherever the lion goes, the little bird goes and tells everybody, "Lion is coming! Lion is coming!" All the other animals will run.
因为有一些鸟在通风报信，他们说狮子来了，狮子来了，所以。
So the lion has to work very hard just to get food.
所以对于狮子来说，要找吃的，要混饭吃也很不容易。
So even it doesn't matter what body you're in, there's just suffering.
所以不管大家在什么样的身体里面，最终面对的都是苦。
The elephant, big body, he has to eat so many kilos every day.
就好像大象那样，每天要吃很多东西。
Yeah, it does not find it easy to get food.
找那么多食物哎，真不容易。
And even you have the little body of an ant, the little ants, they're moving, looking for their sugar, grain of sugar every day.
但如果就哪怕是小蚂蚁， 他每天要找一些糖啊来吃的话。
So there's every in every form of life in this material world, there's simply suffering.
所以实际上呢，不同的这些啊生物体呢，他们在这物质世界里面，都是啊会体验到各种各样的苦难。
We're told, Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, the material world, a temporary place of suffering.
所以说呢，在这个物质世界呢，它是充满着痛苦的。
We're trying to make this place a happy place.
我们努力的要让这块地方成为一个快乐的天堂。
Yeah, we made so many things to make our life comfortable and easier.
我们做出了各种各样的计划了，努力了，想令到我们的生活更加的美好性。
But you cannot avoid the miseries of old age, disease, and death.
但是呢，我们无法避免呢，就是老。
You can't say, no, I'm rich. I won't suffer.
我们不可以说，哎，我现在是大富翁，我不会有苦的。
We can't say, I have my wife, I have my husband, I have my children. They will protect me.
或者说我有我的妻子、丈夫，还有我的孩子，他们会保护我。
Nothing can save us from the miseries of old age, disease, and death.
没有什么可以让我们免于变老、生病、最后死亡。
Can you say I will not die?
你可以说你不会死吗？
Everyone has to die.
每个人都不得不死。
Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Jatashihi dravomrityu dhruvam janma mritasya cha. For one who has taken birth, death is certain.
毗舍在佛教梵歌里面提到了。当一个人出生之后，他注定的事情就是死亡。
Can we say now because China has economic development, so we won't suffer so much in old age, disease, and death?
所以是否能够说，现在大陆正在进行着经济发展的这样一种状况，人们就可以免于老病死了？
No, the same miseries are there in life.
其实呢，在人生中的这些苦难呢，都是一直存在。
So intelligent people, they will use this human form of life to get out from this world.
那么有智慧的人呢，他们会啊，利用这一生呢，做出努力，能够摆脱出这样的一种状况。
They will work. They will not work just to be comfortable in this body, but they will work to get free of taking another body.
他们呢啊。不是啊，只是为了这个身体的舒适而去努力，还要为了得到真正的自由而努力。
Just like if you're put in the prison house, somebody will be thinking how to get out of the prison.
就好像呢啊，当一个人呢被关进监狱之后，他想的是怎么才可以离开。
And the other person, they're thinking, I'll let me be comfortable in the prison.
而可能呢，有人想着，哎。我只是想着啊，如何令到在这个监狱的生活里面呢更加舒适一点。
We don't want to be comfortable in the prison. We want to get out of the prison.
我们不想呢啊，要在监狱里面呢过得舒舒服服。我们想要做的就是要离开。
So the solution to the miseries of life are to go to Krishna.
而解决的方法呢，就是向菩萨走近。
And to go to Krishna, we have to practice in this life. We have to develop the qualifications to enter into Krishna's abode.
要进入到 Krishna 的居所里面呢，我们必须要在这个啊世界里面，在这一生里面呢，做出努力，令到自己具备资格。
We have to develop a taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna.
我们要培养起那种聆听。唱诵有关于 Krishna 的内容的这样一种兴趣。
We have to develop our mood of surrender and devotion for Krishna.
我们要培养起那种向 Krishna 做出奉爱服务的这样的一种皈依的心态。
We have to get rid of all the anarthas, all the dirty things in our heart.
我们要把我们心中的污垢呢清除掉。
Get rid of all the lust and the anger and the greed.
把啊。贪嗔痴这些不要得的东西给除掉。
We can get rid of all of these things just simply by engaging regularly in Krishna conscious activities.
我们的方法呢，就是要有规律的定期的啊，进行这些关于 Krishna 这些方面的活动。
So in this eighth chapter, Lord Krishna is describing how we can come to His abode.
所以呢，在第八章这里的 Krishna 就提到怎么可以到达他那。
We have to understand there's another world beyond this world.
我们知道了，在这个世界之外呢，还有其他的世界。
We have no memories or experience that we can remember. We have no memories of the spiritual world.
我们呢，忘记了在灵性世界的情况是怎么样。
But Krishna gives a little glimpse of the knowledge about the spiritual world in these Vedic literature.
但是在经典里面呢 ，Krishna 呢就提供了一些呢有关于在灵性世界的一些片段的内容。
In the Bhagavad Gita, we get only very brief, only a couple of verses speaking about the spiritual world.
而在《佛教梵歌》里面呢，只有几个诗节呢，就提到了灵性世界的情况。
But in Srimad Bhagavatam, then you get much more detailed information.
在《上典佛教瓦坛》里面呢，会有更加详尽的描述。
And we learn from the Srimad Bhagavatam how there are different places in the spiritual world.
那么而且呢从那里我们也知道在灵世界里面有很多不同种类的生物。
According to how we have a relationship with Krishna, we enter into these different places.
那么呢取决于我们与 Krishna 的关系我们会投生到不同的生物种族里面。
Just like if we have the mood of just being a reverential, worshipping Krishna with great awe and reverence and veneration and respect, then we enter into the Vaikuntha world.
假如一个人呢，他对这 Krishna 有着那样一种啊尊崇敬畏的心态的话，他会进入到的啊Vaikuntha无忧心事。
But if we develop a mood of intimate loving relation, a mood of intimacy, sweetness in serving Krishna, then we can enter into Krishna's Goloka Vrindavan.
但如果有那种啊更加亲密的服务的心态呢，就可以进入到 Goloka Vrindavan。
Some devotees may have developed a relationship with Lord Ramachandra and they can enter into Ayodhya. And other people may be attracted to Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement and they may go to Navadvip in the spiritual world.
And those who have been attracted to Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement may go to Mayapur.
At the same time, some people may not be yogis in devotion. They may be just simply jnanis or mystic yogis. They may enter into the Brahman, into the effulgence of Krishna.
而有一些呢是属于知识的人士 ，jnani 啊，还有呢神秘瑜伽师，他们可能可以进入到梵光。
And even the demons who are killed by Krishna, they also enter into the effulgence of Krishna.
而 Krishna 所杀死的那些恶魔呢，他们将会融入到 Krishna 的光灿之中。
So there are different destinations for these different people.
所以对于这些不同的人呢，会有不同的去向。
And Srila Prabhupada is saying that without being a yogi in devotion, then we have to come back to the material world.
所以帕帕说，如果一个人没有达到这种完全的奉爱完美的这样的一种瑜伽师，就会重新再回到这个物质世界。
Even though you may enter into the spiritual world, you won't remain there. You have to come back.
哪怕一个人呢，他可能已经回到了灵性世界，也可能也会再回来。
Yeah, we read about Durvasa Muni when he was chased by the Sudarshan Chakra after he had offended Maharaj Ambarish. He went to the spiritual world.
那么呢，有一个圣人呢叫
Durvasa Muni，
他就是冒犯了一位圣洁的国王 Ambarish Maharaj， 那么呢他就被神蝶所追赶，然后他曾经也去过灵性世界。
Yeah, he went to see Lord Narayan and asked Lord Narayan save him from his Sudarshan Chakra.
他就是请求了就是拿拉雅呢让他能够逃避这个神蝶的追杀。
But Lord Narayan said, no, I can't do anything. You offended my devotee.
主奶奶说你冒犯的是我的奉献者，我也无能无为的。
The only thing you can do, you have to go back to my devotee. 的方法，你只能够了向我的奉献者请求得到谅解宽恕。So Durvasa, he was not a devotee, but he was a great yogi, and he went to the spiritual world.
这位 Durvasa 呢，他不是奉献者，但是他是具有大能的瑜伽师，所以他是也可以去得到灵性世界。
But he couldn't stay there. He had come to come back.
但是呢，他没法在那里停留。
And the same way, demons killed by Krishna get impersonal liberation, but they don't stay in the impersonal liberation, they come back.
所以啊，同样的那些被 Krishna 所杀死的恶魔呢，得到的这些非人格的这些解脱呢，他们也是无法在灵世界能够停留，最后还得再回来。
So devotee doesn't want to come back.
作为奉献者呢，并不想再回来。
We want to stay there in the spiritual.
我们想呢，就一直留在灵性世界。
And to stay with Krishna, we have to develop that mood, the proper mood to be the devotee.
但是呢，要在那里常住的话，必须要拥有这样一种奉献者的这样一种正确的心态。
So we're trying to cultivate that mood by hearing Bhagavad Gita, by chanting, by worshipping.
所以呢，我们就要通过各种各样的方法啦，比如唱诵啦、崇拜啊、聆听这些方法来培养这样一种心态。
Any question？
看大家有问题吗
？Yes, Janapriya。
就是，刚才提到就是说那个瑜伽师他也不过去灵性世界啊。那就是那我认识有一个，他原来也是教做瑜伽师的，那后面奉献者嘛，然后也认识的。原来那个小杨杨的，他跟我说过，他说他也去过灵性世界，我们都去过灵性世界，不是太感动吗？反正他说他也去看过我那个，就是那个格麦隆格洛克，你说那为什么就不可能呢？
Well, you know, so many different devotees have their own different, you know, imagination. They see different things in their mind.
很多奉献者呢，从他们那个心里面呢，看到种种不同的景象啊，等等这些很神奇的。
啊？
他说他不是从心里。
嗯。
他是这样出窍，灵魂出窍。
Yeah, because they had a lot of dealing with the impersonal processes, so they're very influenced.
现在的人跟很多这些叫非人格的一些修炼的那些人士啊，受到他们的影响啊。
No, before they were this shantung, they had this, they were doing all these different things with spirits, and they're still affected.By the contamination from these activities.
就是说，对那个人，他们以前也是修炼各种各样这些神通功能的，所以他还是会受到那些东西的影响，所以就会有这样一种幻觉之类的。
Just like people say to me, they say, I saw Radha and Krishna. So I said, what did you do when you saw them? Did you offer your obeisances?
就好像有人跟我说。我见到了 Radha Krishna， 然后我就问他说：“你见到他们之后，你做些什么？你向他们顶拜吗
？”Why didn't you offer prayers to them？
为什么你不向他们祷告
？You know, I saw you just walking around. If you saw them, why didn't you go and offer obeisances and do some service for them？
对啊，如果你真的见到他们的话，为什么你不向他们顶拜，然后向他们做一些服务呢？
We see everybody else, you know, when they meet Krishna, they offer their prayers to Krishna.
对，我们看到啊，有些人他们见到 Krishna 之后呢，他们向 Krishna 献出祷文啊、服务等等。
You think it's such an easy thing for them to see Krishna?
你以为要看到 Krishna 是那么容易吗？
They did so much nonsense for so many years. They were doing so many silly things in their life. And then suddenly, all of a sudden, you know, they can see the spiritual world. They can see Krishna.
那些人在他们的一生的过去的时候呢，已经做了那么多荒唐的行为，然后这么容易，他们突然间就圣洁了，然后去到灵性世界就看到去雪了等等了。
Krishna says certain people he reveals himself to, not to everyone.
Krishna 说过，他只向某些特定的人展示他自己，而不会向所有的人都可以看得见他的。
Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Krishna says, to those who constantly worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me.
Krishna 说到了对那些恒常的以爱心侍奉我的人，我赐予他们理解力，让他们能够来到我这。
It's not such an easy thing for people to see Krishna and to see the spiritual world.
所以要看到Krishna，看到灵性世界，哪有那么容易？
You have to look more closely at this person and see how do they act, what do they do with their life, with their time, how do they use their time.
说这些话的人呢，你要更进一步的去研究他，看他说什么、做什么，在他们的生活里面是怎么做的。
You know, she's seeing the spiritual world. Okay, tell us about it. Let's hear about it. We want to hear.
如果他说他去过或者他看过灵世界的话，那说说他的见闻。
No, if she's seeing something, tell us about it. Let's hear about it.
既然她都亲眼目睹的话，她应该说一点更加进一步的了，对不对？
You better to keep a distance from these people. Don't waste your time by
associating.
应该要远离他们，就别听他们说了，不要浪费他们的时间，会浪费。都是穷游。那我问一个问题啊，就是说我们中国是那个不是那个国家，现在就是说，我们那个念阿弥陀佛的，他们到那个西方极乐世界去，那些其他的那些物质星球有没有叫归上来自觉的？物质星球没有，那些星球啊，像我们地球啊，还有那些你像。
斯瓦文卢卡，还有希瓦卢卡，还有那个希望极乐世界，他们有没有去学这个知识的？
有没有机会接触？有没有老师教他们？你的问题是不是其他的星球有没有机会学习？对对对。哦，其他的星球有机会学习？有没有地球一样可以学习克什那知觉？机会。In the other universes, yes. There's also an opportunity to study Krishna consciousness.
当然，在其他的宇宙都有这样的机会的。其他星球，对不对？Yes,
Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita in all the different universes. Right now, he's speaking Bhagavad Gita in some other universe.
其实呢，Krishna是在不同的宇宙里面都会讲述Bhagavad Gita，好像现在这一刻，他也在某一个宇宙那里去讲述。
We said there are countless universes in the material creation.
我们要知道，在这个整个的物质的创造里面，有无数的这样的宇宙。哇，那就是这样的。其实这个问题，他们到那个西方极乐世界去，他们说我们也能够到那个人间世界去，因为这里也老师教他们，所以他们就阿弥陀佛，阿弥陀佛，他就不愿意改了。
Okay, someone said I can practice bhakti yoga in the Amitabha Loka or somewhere else. Yeah, I can also do that. So,
yeah, if they practice devotion, but these Buddhists all want to be Buddha.
Okay, 但我们要明白这个佛教的教义就是，或者说他们都要成佛吧。
They don't want to be the servant of Buddha. They want to be Buddha.
所以他们是要做佛，他们不是要做仆人哦，就知道这个概念是。
一样，
他是要做佛的，是的。他说那个西方极乐世界做佛，他们说那个佛嘛，那就是非常的仆人，那也是他想成为那样的人，他不是变成服务的心态，这个服务不一样。佛像在恒河的沙子，那不是。OK，我们不在这里看佛，我们在这里看 Krishna 之前。 If they have any, 如果他们对我们的经典有兴趣，我们看 Krishna， 我们不能看佛。我们不看佛了，当然是他们说为什么我们不相信你这个人这样。所以他们还是佛教，他们带他们的佛教的东西进来很不容易啊，不容易放弃，不容易 ，because they have so much influence, so much they've heard so much of this. That other stuff, it's very difficult for them to give up that impersonal, that the other teachings.
因为他们已经有很多这些非人格这方面的这种概念了，所以对他们来说是很难放弃这样一种想法的。所以他们会，如果他们看了这些书，他们会把那种想法都带进来。
And we see other people in China, they want to bring the, you know, Dao Zhao and Lao Tzu and everything. They want to try and bring it into Krishna consciousness.
所以同样的不同背景的人呢，他们会把他们什么道教啊、老子的啊、那些想法、那些理论呢，都想套到这里来。
It's a big problem. They will find it very difficult to make progress.
所以对于这些人来说，要进步的话是难之又难，难上加难。
Because they've not got that one-pointed devotion to Krishna.
因为他们不是一心一意的去学习这种对 Krishna 这种奉爱。
他现在有一个问题，就是说，现在有些佛教徒他打坐打出窍了，他再见他，然后叫他去学 Krishna。之后呢，他也去了这年，可以讲是他会带他去那个 ISKCON 嘛，那个香港的庙。但是呢，他现在有个问题，他还问自己的老师，他说我想学瑜伽，因为他现在有他已经有老师了，他还问他的那个佛教老师，他说我现在学毕竟哪行不行？问他老师，反正现在的情况他就没有出来联谊，他说他一半时间就念佛，一半时间念哈利毕竟哪看佛家梵歌，他就很依附，因为他很多朋友啊，还有很多佛教里面很多朋友，还有。
Well, we give everybody a chance.
反正呢，我们给大家都有机会。
You know, we don't say, oh, you can't come to Krishna consciousness because you're a Buddhist. We give everyone a chance.
我们不会说，哦，你是佛教徒，你，我们不要你进来学习 Krishna。
But when you come and hear Bhagavad Gita, you don't want to be asked trying to apply it in relation to Buddhism.
但是呢，你学佛要放歌，你就好好学习，不要把其他的各种什么佛教的这些概念呢，都要套进来这里加进来。
We don't want to try to compare one faith this tradition to another tradition.
我们也不是要把这些什么信仰、这些传统之间来做比较啊，什么支持的。
他后来参加
奉献
的联谊，但是呢，现在闭关，他说不出门，在家里工作也没有了。他说在家呢又。
We give everyone a chance. If they're interested, they can come and hear and chant.
所以我们重申再说一遍的，就是说我们把机会带给所有人，他们愿意，他们来这里唱诵。
If they do some devotional service, they get some benefit.
他们可以做一些奉爱服务，然后得到一些益处。
You know, they may not give up their interest in Buddhism, but there's no loss.
对，当然他们可能不愿意放弃他们什么佛教的那些兴趣，反正他们也没有损失，也不会有损失。
尊重他的选择吧。
不给别人。
明天世界要念诵，要做灯谜。
在灵世界要不要穿腿？要不要做阿体？
你啊？
有啊。
是的呀。
肯定
啊！
你到那星期见，你想做什么？
你没有？那如果不做这个，你想做什么？
不是，我的意思说，我们做这些是奉爱瑜伽程序，就是为了回去嘛。那回去了，
你回去你做什么？你还要念？
我不干了，
天天去
就知道了。回去就给 Krishna 穿花环喽。
回去
干
？Yes。Yeah, you can make a garland and give it to. 你可以做花环给 Krishna.
做花，
可以陪他去放牛啊，什么做花的。
对，这个倒是。
那你们今天该说吧。
The gopis are always singing about Krishna. They sing nice songs about Krishna.
那些牧牛姑娘、gopi 总是为 Krishna 唱的美妙。
And they're talking about Krishna's pastimes.
然后谈论有关于 Krishna 的活动呢。
那我说。
No, if you go to Lord Chaitanya's place, then they'll be chanting there.
这是取决于你以什么样的身份在灵异世界那里去出现。假如你是你愿意跟水台马夫待在一块的时候，他的做法就是要做灯谜。
And you see the gopis, they're playing madanga and instrument. They also have kirtan.
其实我们也看到那些 gopi, 他们也弹琴啊、打鼓这些，他们也进行 kirtan 啊。
When they feel separation from Krishna, then they will chant, they will do all the Hapkirtan. All the things we're learning here are activities of the spiritual world. We perfect them in the spiritual world. Here we worship the deity, and there you will actually worship Krishna in person.
在这里呢, 我们所崇拜的是神像, 而在去到灵世界那里,
是啊，所以你说做歌，你就那是在那个在那个那个灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵，那灵， 定让你一定要再来。
对，
这不变。这个是不变。
OK， 大家是不是把一些重要问题或者讲一两个问题，然后？
我想知道彼此之间还会有冒犯吗？
Yeah, Jai and Vijay, they felt they committed an offense to the four Kumaras. They came back to the material.
他说在灵性世界的那对是看门人，他们冒犯了四库玛的兄弟，所以他们就下来了。
那也是必须的计划，是不是？
是。
对。
修养。那我们要去那个 Krishna Loka， 应该是崇拜的是那个成年的那个 Krishna 是吧？不是那个 Gopa 那样的小的 Krishna。
所以你in order to go back to Goloka Vrindavan, we have to ask the adult Krishna and another small baby Gopa Krishna. You see?
In our sampradaya, usually we don't worship the baby Gopal Krishna.
首先在我们的传系里面呢，一般我们不会去单独崇拜那个 Gopal Krishna 这个形体。
That's a different sampradaya.
那是另外的传系的做法。
因为我看到有的奉献者，他们就崇拜那个 Gopal 那个小的那个。
Yes.
给他做灯仪什么什么。
Yeah, but some devotees don't know that we.有些奉献他们不知道，
不知道这一点。
But you don't see Lord Chaitanya in Lord Chaitanya's line. We don't worship the child baby Krishna.
对，但从主持他那里的一直延续下来的教导呢，就不会这么做。
我想，所以我就特意问一下，确定了吗？
对，就到这里。
Okay, Haribol, Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki.